terms of the interest in looking at biochars is the fact that when you char biomass, it is more the mineralization of the charred biomass is typically quite a lot and always lower than the uncharred biomass, which means microorganisms prefer to eat other materials in soil than biochar because of its the nature of its chemistry. And that means the return of the CO2 that from that biochar will be slower than if we had not charred the biomass. By charring, we will deviate some of the organic carbon from a relatively rapidly cycling biological carbon cycle into a more slowly cycling geological carbon cycle. How large that difference is between charred and uncharred organic matter depends on a whole host of issues and also the absolute mineralization rates of the biochar depends on a whole host of issues. Whether we're in Alaska or in Nigeria makes a big difference, as it makes a big difference for a leaf that falls from a tree. If that leaf falls from a tree in Alaska, it will mineralize a lot slower than if that leaf falls down in Nigeria. That makes a big difference. Also, whether we have a certain clay soil or a certain sandy soil makes a big difference. So that's overlaying on the difference that charring makes, and that's why we can see vastly differing mineralization rates of biochars across different environments. And across a material properties spectrum. And that needs to be better predictable, and science is on its way to provide guidance in that respect. And the number of publications over the last 5 years have increased to such an extent that we will be able to provide more guidance already now. And I think are on the way of making a predictable variability out of a unpredictable uncertainty.
In the relation between